The Alan Davis Show, starring Alan Francis, Ronnie Ancona, and Alan Davis.
Listen to me, Mother. Sit down there, and for once in your life, just listen to me. All right, I'm your son, and I'm a minor, but I'm gay. Do you hear me? I'm gay.
Don't be soft. Eat your tea.
I'm bloody gay. I'm bloody gay.
And the gay minor will be back in the autumn.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, Alan.
I hate watching myself on telly.
You've never been on telly before?
I have.
Only in the background, not speaking.
You were dead, weren't you?
In the background, dead. It was in the credits, dead bloke, Alan Davis. Now the eponymous hero, you are the gay minor.
Do you think I came across as gay?
Yeah, completely.
Not to village people, you know, with the miner's helmet and everything.
That bit where you were washing that coal dust off the other miner's genitals, that was pretty gay.
When was that?
You were in the kitchen.
Did you use your hand or did you get a stunt hand?
It was my hand, but I used stunt soap.
Really? Hold on a minute. It was you who went to the kitchen. I watched the whole thing. This is a wind-up, isn't it?
Yep.
The actor who plays the straight miner's good. Who's he?
He's not an actor, Kate. He's a stand-up comedian, suddenly decides he can act.
But, Alan, don't worry about him, because you are the gay miner.
Yeah, well, it's only a pilot.
The gay pilot.
He said it would be back in the autumn.
That's what they say, back in the autumn. Forget about it, move on. It's easier than saying there may be a series or there may not be a series. Depends on a lot of things, but to be honest, at this stage, we just can't say.
So they're lying. They're lying to the very people who pay the licence fee. Anne Robinson must be told.
6 months since we filmed that and no other work for ages.
Mind you, Anne Robinson is on TV herself. She's probably part of the conspiracy.
Murray, points of view is not a conspiracy.
Alan, so naive.
Oh, that's right, Alan, because you've got no work, have you? So what are you doing tomorrow?
That doesn't count.
Oh, adverts don't count?
Of course not. It's not proper work. I don't want to do adverts.
Yeah, I see. So you have to do them. What happens if you don't? Will you die?
I'm an actor, Kate, not a stand-up comedian. I'm an artist.
Around doing nothing most of the day, then you get paid loads of money just for saying crunchy and satisfying. It fills me right up.
No one forced you to become a teacher, Kate.
If you want to earn cash an easy way, do what I do.
Yeah, well, I can't produce sperm, Murray.
No, you can get loads of stuff free. All you have to do...
If you say competitions, want more...
Remember that holiday to Greece?
You did not win that holiday, Murray.
No, but the bag I took with me, I got that free.
It felt a bit.
I got it free.
You lost your passport.
It was free. You haven't got what it takes to be a competition winner. The dedication, the perseverance, the stamina to work into the night, wrestling to complete the tie-break in 12 words.
Murray... You spent 40 quid on cat food. You don't have a cat. Explain that in 12 words.
12 words off the top of my head? Be real, Alan. These things need to be crafted. Anyway, I'm more sophisticated now. I haven't shopped for coupons in months.
Is that why there's loads of tins in the cupboard without any labels?
I'm the hunter-gatherer of the competition world.
Murray, I have no idea what's in my cupboard. It's like a nuclear bunker in the kitchen. Try it, Murray. Open a few tins. Knock up a snack. I had a chickpea trifle the other day.
Every meal is a surprise.
Well, not tonight. I'm off out.
Oh, where are you going? Gay club? George Michael concert?
There's a party for the gay minor cast and crew.
Will the straight minor be there?
I've got something to tell you, Kate. I'm afraid he's gay.
I don't believe you.
He is. He's bloody gay!
Hi, I'm Alanis, a friend of your producer. I hear you are very good, very gay.
Thanks.
You've just arrived. You didn't stay in and watch it, did you?
No. Can't stand watching myself.
Have you ever been on television before?
I've concentrated on theatre.
I like actors who take themselves seriously. Roles played with integrity, not just dressing up in silly costumes. I'm a producer myself, but I'm in film.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what really interests me, actually. Films.
Are you going to answer your phone?
Hello?
Alan, hi, it's Richard.
Hi, Richard.
It's my agent.
Listen, Alan, it's about the advert tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to it. Should be very challenging.
Been a bit of a balls-up. Bloody advertisers.
Hang on, this won't take a second.
Turns out it's not a voiceover at all, it's a telly thing.
You're breaking up, Richard, I can hardly hear you.
It's a telly thing, not a voiceover.
Right, yes, a demanding role. I'm very interested.
Just had the director on the phone, they want you to dress up as a giant strawberry.
Problems with the director. Yes, I'm sure it'll be fine.
What?
Yep.
He wants you to prance about, make an arse of yourself in a silly costume. The thing is, the bloody thing's all signed now.
No, equity minimum will be fine.
Alan, is that you?
It's a very good script.
Equity minimum might be all right for you, but 10% of sod all's no use to me.
Right, we'll sort it out tomorrow in Soho.
What was that?
Oh, just a few artistic problems on a piece of work. You've got to stick to your guns or you can just end up looking stupid.
Hi, Alan, I'm Gavin from the agency. Here's your script.
I'm Mr. Strawberry. Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum! Hit the last yum.
Yum!
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 That's it.
Just one thing I've got a problem with. I thought this was a voiceover.
I know. It's a bit on the tacky side, but it's what the client wanted. We had some great ideas. Mr. Strawberry, the irresistible drink. We were going to morph you into real footage of Bobby Sands in the Mays prison. He breaks his hunger strike for a bottle of Mr. Strawberry.
They didn't go with that.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
So, it's not a voiceover then?
No, here's your costume. Pop it on, that's it. Head sticks through this hole here. And here's his hat. It's the green stalk bit, you know, the top of the strawberry.
I can't be seen. I can be a strawberry. I don't mind that. But I can't be seen to be a strawberry.
No, I said whipped cream. Sorry, Alan, I've got to sort this out. Let me introduce you to Lech, our director. He's Polish, but he's all right. Had a big hit at the Berlin Film Festival last year with a black comedy, My Own Private Sarajevo. Lech, this is Alan, our Mr. Strawberry.
Hello to you. I am the director of this. I want to see you with the energy, yes, and the happiness.
Happiness?
With the happiness which can only come about from years of hardship, okay? And misery.
Misery's not a problem. I thought this was a voiceover.
No! No, this is telly. You're going to be big. You are Mr. Strawberry.
Why didn't you use a Polish actor?
I like the British actors. You have good use of the face, the expressions, like the carry-on, yes? That is very funny. And fine political allegory. Give us hope in the shadow of the Russian bear. No, matron.
I see.
Okay, we bring in the giant tub of cream now.
Lech, I've had an idea. How about Mr. Strawberry wears sunglasses? Make it Reservoir Dogsy.
Okay, we must lower the spoon down now, please. Slowly.
You know, sort of Tom Cruise. Cool for the kids.
No, it must tilt more towards the camera.
Men in Black. Now, they were cool.
Alan, we need to see your face. You have such a beautiful face. It's like you are bloody gay.
I'm as angry as you are, Alan. It was all frantic, all at the last minute.
I thought you'd seen the script.
You know I don't read.
It sounded like another random voiceover job.
No, it's part of some bloody telly campaign or something.
I know that now. Hang on, Richard, someone at the door. Hello?
It's Kate and Murray.
Oh, come on up. Richard, are you still there?
I tell you what, Alan, I've got it. Conceal your identity. I'm thinking fuzzy face. I'm thinking black stripe across the eyes.
It's not Crime Watch, Richard.
Wait a second. There's someone calling on the other line. How does this bloody thing work? Hello?
It's still me.
Alan, what are you doing?
You didn't switch lines properly.
Oh, hang on. These bloody machines. Susan, can you come in here, please? Wait there, Alan. I'll be with you in a minute. got it. Hello?
Hello?
Alan?
Yes?
Oh, bloody hell, Susan!
Richard, I'll call you back.
You'll never guess who we saw in the supermarket.
Well, I don't know. Dale Winton?
Let's say in the fruit section.
Dale Winton?
In the eat with cream at Wimbledon time section.
Who?
Hey, Mr. Strawberry.
Oh, no. What was it?
That cardboard cutout, life-size. Giant strawberry.
You, dressed as a giant strawberry, spectacular sight. In the foreground, a giant you, and in the background, a thousand miniature yous.
What?
Bunting.
Bunting? They never mentioned bunting.
Mm, we tried to bring you some back, but it was tied on too tight.
I only did the advert 2 days ago. It's a bit quick, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you can't hold Mr. Strawberry back, Alan. He's going to be in every supermarket in the land.
This could ruin me. What if I get typecast as a berry?
No one forced you to be an actor, Alan.
Here, we brought you some. Bubble lusciously tangy.
You can put that away for a start. Alanis is coming round. She mustn't know about Mr. Strawberry.
Well, the thing is, it might just slip out, Alan. I mean, everybody is talking about it.
She might be drinking some right now.
All right, let's not bring it up if we don't have to. So let's just keep it in the fridge until me and Alanis go out.
You're not eating. We came round specially to cook you a meal.
Yeah.
Crispy cod portions. Mm. Delicate flakes of cod coated in crispy crumb.
And did you buy those specially for me, or was it something to do with this competition on the back?
Don't.
Win one of 4 mystery holidays that could take you anywhere in the world.
I've got a good feeling about this one.
You have to guess how many crispy cod portions it would take to cover Great Britain.
Easy.
Ah, yeah, right. There'll be a doddle. Just look it up in a book.
The Guinness Book of Cod Portion Area Amounts.
All you do is work out the area of Britain and then divide it by the area of a crispy cod portion.
Yeah, but think about it. You better be spot-on accurate with your ruler. You get that measurement even 1 millimetre wrong at the start and you're going to end up several million cod portions out.
Obviously, you've got to be accurate. Measure a whole load and take an average.
Oh, and you've got to complete the tie-break sentence. I enjoy eating crispy cod portions because...
Because... Yum, 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 yum!
Very funny. Oh, that'll be Alanis. I'll let her in. Stick the Mr. Strawberry in the fridge.
Because they're crispy and fishy and on a little dishy. When the boat comes in.
Oh, wait a minute. You've also got to send 12 coupons from the side of the boxes.
That's all right. We've got 4 coupons already. It won't take long once I start hunting and gathering.
Hi, Alanis. This is Kate and Murray.
Oh, hello. You must be the Hollywood film producer.
Well, not Hollywood.
Kate's just being funny. Shall we go?
Did you see the game, Ina?
Everyone's talking about it.
Did you think Alan was gay enough?
He was bloody gay!
He's got a real buzz in the industry.
What do you think about the bit where the gay miner washed the straight miner's genitals?
Have you got a drink, Alan? I'm parched.
A glass of water.
Do you have any vodka?
I'll just go and check the fridge.
Fridge is broken. Drinks are over here. There's, sherry, Kahlua, Ouzo.
The fridge is broken. How are you going to keep all those cod portions?
Oh, come on, sherry's nice. I'm going to have a sherry. Oh, there's Drambuie. Anyone spot a Drambuie?
Do you like cod portions, Alanis?
I don't eat fish.
Right. But if you did eat fish and you did eat cod and you had to say what you liked about cod portions in 12 words or less, what would you say?
But I don't eat fish.
It's a tie-break for a competition. Oh, here we go. The drink's all round.
Cheers. What is this?
Schnapps.
The only one we've come up with so far is I like cod portions. Yum, 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 yum. Ow!
Hurry up, Murray. This music's driving me mad.
I can't tear this last one. I think I've got frostbite.
Why don't you just buy them?
I don't shop for coupons, Kate.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. You're the hunter-gatherer. You must be the only hunter-gatherer in the world who pushes a shopping trolley.
Just keep a lookout.
Excuse me.
Murray?
We haven't taken anything.
What are those coupons?
Well, that's just packaging.
technically the packaging doesn't count as part of the product.
So the pile of coupons in your hands doesn't technically count as shoplifting?
Correct.
And the pile of torn boxes of crispy cod portions left in the freezer doesn't technically count as vandalised goods?
Also correct.
Would you mind telling me what that is technically dangling out of your pocket, sir?
Bunting.
I don't know what to say, Alan. I'm as annoyed as you are about it.
Are you? Are you really as annoyed as I am? I'm very annoyed.
The trouble is, it's in the contract. It's part of the additional rights clause.
My face is now 10 feet wide on billboards all over town. What's it say under additional rights? We reserve the right to humiliate the poor sod we dupe into dressing up as a giant strawberry.
Bloody advertisers. It's the same on the buses and taxis. And
buses and taxis?
Yeah, they said they might stick it on public transport. Daft idea, if you ask me.
My face is on the side of taxis.
Yeah, ridiculous, isn't it? Hang on. I can see one of your buses now out the window. It's a strawberry bus, Alan. I'm going over to the window. I'll put you on the speakerphone.
Hello, Richard Dazzle Management. Can you hold?
No, Alanis.
You were taking ages.
That doesn't mean I have to pay for them all.
No, it's you. I thought it was Alanis. I thought you didn't shop for coupons anymore. There must be 20 boxes of cod portions in that bag.
We were caught gathering coupons by a store detective.
Yeah, only because you took so long tearing off the coupons. So then we had to buy them all.
I had to buy them all.
Well, give us some here, then. We might as well cook some. These portions contain minimum 5% cod.
Hey, that's a thought. Do cod portions change in size when they're cooked? I mean, how many it would take to cover Britain depends on whether they're cooked or frozen.
Got to be cooked, surely. Who in their right mind would cover the surface of Britain with frozen cod portions?
What about this? Is it when the tide's in or out?
Oh, now how are we going to win? We'll have to enter loads of time just to cover all the options.
You'll need more boxes. 12 per entry.
Alan! Alan, it's Mr. Galloway. Can I smell fish in there?
No.
Right.
Who is Mr. Galloway?
I have no idea.
And remember, tonight's homework is the same as last night's. I want you to eat as many cod portions as possible and bring in the empty boxes. No, Tamara, there's nothing wrong with them. I'm sure they're more than 5% cod. Now, has everybody written down why they like cod portions in 12 words or less? Now, has anybody got one for me to read? Tamara? All right. Okay. I like cod portions because I want to die young through malnutrition with brittle bones and the taste of raw sewage on my lips. Tamara, that's more than 12 words.
North Sea Industrial Fisheries, Press and PR. Emmanuel speaking. How can I help you?
I'm ringing about the competition, about how many cod portions it takes to cover Great Britain.
Yes?
When you say Great Britain, what about the Hebrides, the Shetlands? Do they count?
Yes, if it's part of Britain, then it counts.
Jersey, Guernsey, Sark?
Not the Channel Islands.
Including or excluding Northern Ireland?
Including.
And what if the peace talks end with a United Ireland?
The competition wouldn't be affected.
Okay. And what if the...
Wait. Say Sark again.
Sark.
Thanks. Just like the way you said that.
So if my final number of portions is a fraction, will you be wanting the final decimal place rounded up or down?
Good question. Up. God, you're good at this.
Okay. The CCPs. Are we talking about the size of the boxes or the portions themselves?
Well, the size of the portions is what matters to me.
And are you measuring them according to their pre-cooked size or the size after cooking? Because I've noticed it does vary.
Pre-cooked. Are you so thorough in everything you do?
I like to think so. Sark.
one's ever been as interested in my competitions as you. I'm very flattered.
So, tell me, do you work on these competitions alone?
Yes, it's just me here.
Sark. Listen, Emmanuel, I don't mean to be forward, but if you ever want any help setting the questions or anything...
Oh, no, that's all right. My husband does that. Thanks for your call.
Shetland!
Hey there! Who's this funny-looking fellow? He's bouncy, bouncy and full of fruit, but who is he?
I'm Mr. Strawberry. Yum, 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 yum. Are you thirsty? Then you'll want to try the exciting strawberry taste of the new milk-flavoured drink. I'm fruity and fizzy, and I'm good for you too. Hey, mums, Mr. Strawberry can act as a mild sedative. Come on, kids. Let's go.
Deliciously fruity, sensationally milky, bubble-lusciously tangy. He's your frothy, frothy pal, and he's always on the go.
I'm Mr. Strawberry. Yum, 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 yum. Contains 0.04% calcium and a trace of real strawberry. Proven not to cause cancer in rats.
More embarrassing than I thought.
Why are there cod portions all over the kitchen floor, Alan? You know, the North Sea fishing industry has virtually wiped out all the cod. You know, they're very dangerous, swimming around in all that nuclear waste. And why have they turned the telly off?
It was just the adverts.
I see advertising as the most powerful force in the visual arts. All that creative energy focused on the sole aim of influencing its target audience.
I thought you only liked serious, demanding intellectual work.
Adverts can be all those things.
So would you ever work on an ad?
No way.
Right.
But I know some really talented people who've done adverts.
And you still respect them?
No, I think they're cheap whores.
Nice wine.
I'm really looking forward to this. Just vegging out in front of the TV.
Oh, come on. We did this the other night. Let's go out and carry on this great conversation.
But we've got a bottle of wine. Switch the telly back on. I'll light a candle.
No.
Alan?
You're watching Carlton Television and now our real-life accident series, Police Stock Crash Trauma Blood. This week, a man on fire. Programme first shown on Sky.
See, there's nothing on.
What about the BBC?
Ah, now, BBC might have something worth watching.
Claimed to be the biggest marketing campaign ever. With buses, taxis and the new Mr. Strawberry hot air balloons, it looks like...
Did you know that 70% of all accidents happen in the home?
What?
We should really go out. Safer.
Hey, look! There's Mr. Strawberry!
Where? Oh,
no. Alanis, there's something I have to tell you.
There, up there in the sky! It's Mr. Strawberry hot air balloon!
Oh, wow!
What is it, Alan?
I have to tell you that 30% of all accidents happen just outside the home. We should go back to the flat. Safer. Come on, let's go.
Here, wait a minute. There's the real Mr. Strawberry.
What? Get him!
Let's get that taxi. No, let's not. It's got my face on. Forget that. Let's run.
What?
If we're quick, we'll see the man on fire.
Hey, stop him. That's Mr. Strawberry.
He's getting away.
Here, Mr. Strawberry, do that thing from the advert.
Alan, why are they calling you Mr. Strawberry?
He is Mr. Strawberry.
I'm Mr. Strawberry. Strawberry. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, yum.
Do it.
Yes, Alan. Do it.
No.
What a selfish git.
I'm Mr. Selfish. Git.
Mr. Strawberry. Mr. Horberry, more like.
Alanis, I can explain. I was used. Don't go. I'm not a strawberry. I'm a gay miner.
Sorry, Mr. Strawberry. That was our fault.
She wasn't worth it, mate. She was a snob.
Yeah, people love Mr. Strawberry. They really do. They do.
Go on. Do the line for the ad.
Go on.
Just once.
Just once.
Go on.
I'm Mr. Strawberry. Yum, 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 yum. Mm.
Well, that wasn't as good as the other.
No,
it's rubbish. Yeah.
Come on, Alan. Who dumps someone just because they leap around in a giant strawberry costume?
She needs to lighten up anyway. Probably hasn't had any decent sex in ages. Ooh, sorry, Alan.
Right, thanks. What is it with you two? What's that song, I get by with a little help from my friends? Or is it, I get by on my own thanks, all my friends are bastards?
You've been humiliated across Britain and dumped by your girlfriend. We thought we'd just like to cheer you up a bit on the way, you know. We're going to the station. Come on, we better go.
Yeah, go on. Go on your trip. A weekend in Iceland, the home of frozen fish. What kind of a prize is that, anyway?
It's better than doing nothing, Alan. Better than spending the weekend with you, Mr. Miserable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you could still come, you know.
I can't go out. I'll only get mobbed again. It's the price of fame.
Take my advice. Go away. Go abroad.
See you.
Bye.
Go abroad's not a bad idea. Somewhere where no one knows me. Somewhere where they don't have strawberries. Hello?
Alan, it's Richard.
What?
Bit of a problem, Alan. Child in Manchester. Fed some Mr. Strawberry to his cat. Cat went blind.
Fantastic. Are they stopping the ads? They can't sell it now.
No, they want you to go in and do a new voiceover. Record you saying, may cause blindness in cats. Oh, and Alan?
Yes?
Just one other thing. They're selling Mr. Strawberry worldwide.
Richard?
Just putting you on hold.
Oh, now you can work the phone, all right?
No!
I
show business, there's no business I know.
Please don't make us.
It's in the small print. We have to get photos. The costumes are great. You're the best pair of cod portions I've ever seen. Really fishy.
Whose idea was this?
My husband's. Now, if you can just stand next to that trawlerman... He's Swedish, but he's all right.
Krönings Oslo Hubelflagen.
What did he say? He said you look a bit sad.
Aspen Hebenflagen.
Would you like a drink to cheer you up?
I'm Mr. Strawberry. Yum, 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 yum.
The Alan Davis Show was written by Ben Silburn, Tony Roach and Alan Davis. It starred Alan Davis, Alan Francis and Ronnie Ancona with Deborah Stevenson and Dave Lamb. The broadcast assistant was Elaine Wigley and the producer was Jane Bertu.